Outside the window of my outback, great clouds of mist rolled in from the forests and up the Pastassa's canyons. Sweat soaked my shirt, and my stomach began to churn, but not just from the intense tropical heat and the serpentine twists in the road. Knowing the part I had played in destroying this beautiful country was once again taking its toll. Because of my fellow EHMs and me, Ecuador is in far worse shape today than she was before we introduced her to the miracles of modern economics, banking, and engineering. Since 1970, during the period known euphemistically as the oil boom, the official poverty level grew from 50% to 70%. Under or unemployment increased from 15% to 70%. And public debt increased from $240 million to $16 billion. Meanwhile, the share of natural resources allocated to the poorest segments of the population declined from 20 to 6%. Unfortunately, Ecuador is not the exception. Nearly every country we EHMs have brought under the global empire's umbrella has suffered a similar fate. Third world debt has grown to more than $2.5 trillion, and the cost of servicing it, over $375 billion per year as of 2004, is more than all third world spending on health and education, and 20 times what developing countries receive annually in foreign aid. Over half the people in the world survive on less than $2 per day, which is roughly the same amount they received in the early 1970s. Meanwhile, the top 1% of third world households accounts for 70 to 90% of all private financial wealth and real estate ownership in their country. The actual percentage depends on the specific country. The Subaru slowed as it meandered through the streets of the beautiful resort town of Baños, famous for the hot baths created by underground volcanic rivers that flow from the highly active Mount Tungurahua. Children ran along beside us, waving and trying to sell us gum and cookies. Then we left Baños behind. The spectacular scenery ended abruptly as the Subaru sped out of paradise and into a modern vision of Dante's Inferno. A gigantic monster reared up from the river, a mammoth gray wall. Its dripping concrete was totally out of place, completely unnatural and incompatible with the landscape. Of course, seeing it there should not have surprised me. I knew all along that it would be waiting in ambush. I had encountered it many times before, and in the past had praised it as a symbol of EHM accomplishments. Even so, it made my skin crawl.